Right now, there are two types of companies deploying AI. The first group is reporting multiple dollars return per every dollar invested. The second group is bleeding multiple figures a month on prototypes and failed implementations. The difference is in technology, is the approach and the framework. So let's talk exactly how to join the group that's getting ROI before you find yourselves in the group that's losing money.
Quick pause to get acquainted.
Welcome to the AI into ROI show, where we help business executives cut costs and boost profits with AI. No hype. Hello, I'm Rolando. By 2027, I'll be completing my doctorate degree in AI with a university from Michigan. I am an AI engineer with a postgraduate from an university from Texas, two certificates from MIT, and one from IBM. I have 14 years of experience at a Fortune 500 company in the B2B IT sector, where I served as project manager, senior consultant, and custom software engineer, serving major brands remotely and on-site across the whole continent, roughly 400 companies and 5,000 locations. The show is all about AI, but applied for business. The kind of knowledge that reduces costs, increases margins, scales, and creates a real competitive advantage. In each episode, we break down applications for AI and use cases from multiple industries. We also talk about success stories showing how AI creates ROI. Back to the episode. As a preview, on today's episode, we'll talk about the strategic framework needed to build on AI projects, focusing on three pillars of success: governance, customized execution, and human factor. First, governance and cost control. Why you need executive leadership to avoid burning cash. How to prioritize AI projects so you can invest in quick wins first. And why a fractional chief AI officer costs your costs while keeping you compliant with new regulations. Second, we dive into the custom applications that deliver superior ROI. Move beyond generic software to targeted custom systems. Third, we prove why managing the technology change and the human factor is a core investment in ensuring success with AI projects. For our first section, let's talk about the strategic governance and cost control. Here's what most operators get wrong. They think technology alone will guarantee success, but they forget about strategy and governance. First, organizations must carefully assess their capabilities through an AI readiness assessment service. This analysis evaluates your current infrastructure, data quality, and organizational capability to identify weaknesses and form the foundation for a customized strategy. Next, we need to prioritize. Most teams have dozens of ideas for AI, but your capacity, your budget, and your team data, they are limited, and you cannot do everything. This is where AI use case prioritization comes in. Every potential project gets scored on two things. First, business value. That's the revenue increase or cost reduction. Second, feasibility. That's how mature your data is and how complex the integration will be. We plot everything on a matrix, high value and high visibility, and those are your quick wins. You do those first, they fund your next phase and prove the model works to your CFO. Then you can focus on bigger bets. Now, who's accountable for your AI strategy? Who manages the risk and controls the spending? This is why a chief AI officer role exists. This is a senior executive who takes the end-to-end accountability for your AI strategy, your governance, and the results. If a full-time AI officer is not entirely needed yet for your company, then you might want to think about hiring a fractional chief AI officer. It's essentially the same senior executive, but they work on a part-time basis based on contracts. Why does this model work? Because a full-time chief AI officer can cost so much more in base salary alone, while a fractional engagement delivers the same enterprise-grade leadership just for a few hours per week and only while that engagement is needed. Here's what a good chief AI officer does for you. First, they decide whether to buy versus to build in-house. There's a notion of vendors in technology and in AI. A chief AI officer helps with the responsibilities of procuring, evaluating, shortlisting, and choosing these vendors, as well as to track every vendor on costs, speed, features, and contract terms, making sure that any implementation from any vendor, your company's best interests are taken into consideration. Second, they approve which AI models and platforms you use, and they control the spending on AI. Prototypes not optimized can burn multiple figures a month on API calls. This officer sets spending limits, searches for best practices to save costs, and negotiates volume discounts. Third, they manage compliance risk. The European Union AI Act is already a law, and more regulations are coming. This officer builds your governance framework. They define fairness policies, perform audit trails, and test for biases. For example, if a model has high risk of being biased to a minority subset of the population, then the chief AI officer should analyze and approve if it can go live. Quick pause. If your company has any of the problems discussed today,
then our team can help.
At this recording, we have 300 plus live locations, but always ask me for an updated live count when you reach out. Our three main services are, number one, our conversational AI for call centers and drive-thrus. Simplify your direct and indirect costs with our single fee per minute that includes the phone number, the AI, the integrations to your POS and other systems, and our own human team to provide backup to the AI when needed. Number two, our AI-powered suite for restaurants back of house, which drastically improves your margins by using AI to forecast and optimize your sales, your purchasing, your labor, and your kitchen production. And number three, our services such as consulting, custom development, and fractional chief AI officer for custom projects on AI, automation, and data science. There is a lot of noise and appearances in AI, but your company deserves a partner with the right education from the right institutions, from a technical background, and with the right level of experience. Someone who actually knows how to code and understand the math and code behind AI. Someone who easily moves between the technical and the leadership discussions in the boardroom. So book a free 30-minute call on my website, rolando.im. Now back to the episode. Now, our second section is titled The Applications and Capabilities of Custom AI Development. But let me be clear, when I say custom, it doesn't mean that we must always build in-house. We can for sure buy from vendors that have a particular solution. In lots of scenarios, it actually makes sense to buy from a vendor if a base solution already exists. We just need to make sure that the solution has a good degree of customization for our company's problems and data. Custom AI solutions are purpose-built systems that combine advanced capabilities with your specific business logic and business needs. This creates competitive advantages that your competitors cannot easily copy. Number one, let's talk about how we can transform the experience and service for our customers. One application is conversational AI, which can be either for call centers, drive-thrus, or text and social media. These chatbots basically handle inquiries 24/7, automating responses, routing queries, and integrating with the backend of your systems like your POS, your CRM, your ticketing system for real-time data access. You can, of course, keep a human agent in the loop to handle the exceptions, but the AI should be able to help and solve 70 to 80% or more of the calls. Now, how about AI to analyze calls? We could use natural language processing to classify calls based on topic or urgency and to discover the caller's intent. But AI doesn't always have to be for the customer's own. How about AI helping our own human agents? We certainly can have an internal chatbot to help our human support team provide a better service to our customers. For example, whenever there are doubts, this chatbot can have the knowledge and help with our company policies, standard operating procedures, and help with upsells, marketing, and much more. Number two, AI can also help with our financial and administrative operations. For example, intelligent document processing, automating the extraction, the validation, and processing of documents, such as invoice processing, which is highly repetitive. We humans don't like it, and it opens up for human errors. It certainly reduces the manual tasks. Another application is fraud detection, where custom systems analyze suspicious transactions for behaviors to prevent financial loss and cybercrime. How about automating the collection of debt? We can have AI reach out to our customers via text or phone calls to collect debt. Now, what about AI in legal aspects? Sure, legal counsels can now leverage generative AI tools for tasks like contract drafting, contract review, and legal research. Of course, human involvement and final validation is still required, but the workload is certainly reduced. Number three, what about AI in operations and supply chain? Yes, AI can also help. For example, predictive maintenance. Many manufacturing companies are doing this already. They gather data from the machine, either using the machine's built-in sensors or using external sensors. With these sensors, they gather data like temperature, RPM, voltage, and much more. With historical data and current data, custom machine learning models can be built that can forecast when a machine may fail. With these predictions, they can schedule preventive maintenance and prevent an unexpected failure that can be much more costly. Now, supply chain optimization uses machine learning to manage logistics, procurement, and distribution. The system monitors every SKU, predicts where demand will surge, and adjusts the inventory allocation automatically. The system reasons, learns from context, and makes dynamic decisions without human input. AI can also be used to manage our workforce, to optimize staff allocation and scheduling. For example, there are tools that help restaurants create the schedule for their staff based on AI-powered sales forecast and the amount of labor hours needed to support those sales. And then you have solutions for specialized industries. For example, healthcare uses AI for drug discovery, personalized medications, and assisted diagnosis. Retail supports advanced recommendation engines and dynamic pricing optimization. Analytics teams use automated machine learning to simplify model creation and real-time data analysis. The pattern is clear. Custom AI works because it's built for your specific process, your specific data, and specific business model. Organizations have a higher chance of success if they choose a solution tailored for them. Our section number 3 is titled The Human Factor, and that is what may kill most AI projects. The human factor determines whether you capture that ROI or waste that investment. AI is a little different from past IT projects because it changes how work is done, who does it, and what decisions people make. This disruption is why managing the change is more critical than ever. Let me give you a concrete example. AI doesn't eliminate your supply chain planners. It redefines their value. They shift from manual crunching to scenario planning and risk management. That's fundamentally a different job. If you don't help them make that transition, they'll resist the system or use it wrong, and your ROI disappears. There's also the trust problems. AI outputs can feel like a black box. People don't trust what they don't understand. Change management makes the black box transparent. You provide evidence of accuracy. You explain how the algorithm works in plain language. You show side-by-side comparisons of AI recommendations versus human decisions. Here's the data that should concern every CFO. Projects with strong change management deliver higher ROI than projects without it. Without adoption, your algorithms go unused. You spend the money, you build the system, and nobody uses it. So what does good change management look like? First, role redesign. You map current roles to future roles. You identify what work goes away, what new work appears, and what skills people need to develop. You do this before deployment and not after. Second, training that's specific to the actual use case, not generic AI training. For example, training that shows your sales team how to exactly use the lead scoring system, including what to do when the AI recommendation doesn't match their intuition. Third, success metrics that include adoption, not just technical performance. You measure how many users log in daily and how often they accept AI recommendations and how satisfaction trends over time. Fourth, feedback loops. You create channels for users to report problems, suggest improvements, and see their input reflected in updates. This builds ownership. The organizations winning with AI treat technology, deployment, and people transformation as equally important investments. If you focus only on algorithms and technology, but you ignore the humans who have to use it, then you're on your way to lose. So let's review the 3 biggest takeaways from today's episode. Takeaway number 1, governance and cost control aren't optional. If you're deploying AI without executive oversight, you're deploying cash and accumulating risks. A chief AI officer, whether full-time or part-time, gives you the enterprise-grade leadership just for the hours needed or based on the engagement needed. They help with compliance and regulations. They help decide whether it's best to build in-house or to buy from vendors. Speaking of vendors, they help with all the chaos of procuring and evaluating vendors and making sure that they deliver what's best for your company. Takeaway number 2, custom AI delivers superior ROI because it's built for your specific business model. Organizations usually report better results when solutions are customized for them. Whether built in-house or customized by a vendor, the companies winning right now are deploying systems with a good degree of customization. Either for their customer service, supply chain, finance, or operations, these systems create competitive advantages that take competitors years to replicate. And takeaway number 3, the human factor is the difference between actual ROI and wasted investment. Technology is only half of the equation. You must invest in change management, role redesign, and training. Projects with strong change management deliver measurably higher returns than projects without it. The window for early mover advantage is getting smaller daily. The operators moving now are building leads that compound over time. The tools exist, the benefits are proven. The question is whether you'll execute while there's still an advantage to capture. Thanks for listening to AI into ROI. If this episode gave you ideas to solve your company's problems, then like, subscribe, reach out to me. Talk to you soon.